Okay. On everybody's left, safety Corey Griffin. On everybody's right, linebacker Victor Alexander. And we'll open it right up for questions for Corey and Vic.
Corey, that last drive must have felt pretty good after, you know, you had a couple chances earlier in the year. And, you know, when you sprint down the sidelines, you think, well, maybe I can go, and then all of a sudden, well, maybe I better go down?
Well, thankfully I brought my hands today. That's first thing and foremost. But, mainly I was pretty gassed. So, you know, I had all the flow coming towards me, so I just decided to slide and get the offense, you know, get in victory offense and run the clock out.
Vic, you had kind of one of the biggest plays of the game for the defensive side of the ball as well. That sack on the fourth down. Can you just talk about that play?
Yeah. I just want to thank my teammates and my coach. Yeah, Coach Roof called the right blitz at the right time, you know, and I just knew I had to execute. It was fourth down. I was just thinking about my teammates. You know, I knew we'd been going for a good little drive at that point, and we had to make a big play, and it was my time to shine, so I just took advantage of it.
It's for both of you. Coach talked about in the first half maybe not getting lined up fast enough. What was the did you see that, or what was the issue out there?
Well, that's probably the fastest, up-tempo offense that we faced, you know, all year. So, looking to the sideline, you know, looking at the formation, trying to get the right check, you know, it's a lot to it. And, we have to do better. You know, we have Clemson next week. They do pretty much the same thing. So that's something we definitely have to work on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it was really fast. I mean, we faced some pretty good teams, but not one that run a hurry up that quick. And it didn't take us by surprise, but we really had to get on our high horse, as you've seen in the second half, to really keep up with you guys.
With ran out, I imagine you're pretty happy with some guys stepped up and you helped wait to less than 4 yards of carry.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Willen, Trey Jackson, a lot of them guys came in, they did their thing, and handled business. They held down the end of the bargain, so it benefited us.
They had kind of a slow mash in terms of when he pulled the ball, he waited to the last possible second. How difficult was that with Walford in terms of you got to keep your eyes, particularly you, Corey, in terms of keeping on your coverage versus coming to play the run and being able to figure out what they're doing?
Well, mainly they were pretty, like you said, pretty patient, you know, holding and waiting until gaps open. And that's really what, you know, killed us defensively. Because, you know, when a running back is so patient and it just waits for the gap to open, you know, we have to fill somewhere. So, you know, when that's the case, then that definitely makes it difficult on us.
You guys had great success on fourth down in the second half. Could you talk about the importance of those stops?
Oh, well, at that time we knew we needed a stop. We had to have a stop, you know. We probably had one stop the first half. And, you know, they had four possessions, I think three touchdowns, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, we went into half, we made adjustments on the sideline as well. And, you know, we really came together second half knowing that we need to stop and get the offense, the ball, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this team here is a very strong team, and we stick together very well. This second half, we just – in the locker room, we talked over a standard, you know, and we set ourselves to a very high standard here at Georgia Tech. And the way we played the first half wasn't it, and we understood that, and we realized that. And all we did was band together and really put our heads into this game and say, we got to win. It don't, no matter how we win it, no matter what we have to do, we got to win. So we turned up.
Nick, it seemed like you did a good job of communicating with whether it was Bruce or Trey, who came in and played next to you, because obviously at that point you were like the most experienced guy in terms of game reps in the field. Is that something that you had to kind of step up with Brandon?
Yeah, because usually Brandon's the vocal one on the field, but, you know, those guys coming in, I haven't many reps before. I had to, you know, take his role over and make sure those guys were straight so we could all play as a unit. And, you know, that it wasn't hard, you know, because those guys knew plays. They knew the plays. And so it really wasn't difficult to tell them, okay, just slide over a little bit.
Anything else for Corey or Vic?
Victor, you mentioned like the speed of their up-tempo. And how much did the way you were able to defend the run in the second half have to do with like just getting used to that, or doing something differently, or how would you put your finger on as far as the way the run defense got so much better?
Personally, me, I felt like I had to kind of slow it down a little bit because I was kind of fast. Like Corey said, they were very patient. The running backs were very patient, trying to find holes and get up out of there. And we used to feeling quick. Hurry up and get to the line of scrimmage and push them back. So for me personally, I had to slow it down and really read my keys and just get to the ball carrier. As the defense, we had to do we all had to do the same thing. You know, we were just playing it too fast. And once we slowed down, collected ourselves, we did good.
Anything else? Also, that last fourth down stop, that was obviously, you know, kind of the clincher for you guys. I think Daquan breaks off the touchdown. But what did y'all see on that last fourth down where they had fourth and one and stopped them for no gain?
Well, we had the right play call, and it was really the will to win. You know, at that time, you know, I wasn't expecting them, you know, to go for it on fourth down, considering, you know, we had stopped them on fourth down. You know, plenty of other times, but, you know, they went for it, and, you know, I came off the edge. I kind of chipped them a little bit, and then Vic and who else was it? Oh, Vic and Bruce, they filled for me. So, you know, I just thank those guys, and that's just overlapping each other with effort, and that's really something that we harp on.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.